What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Snowfall After Show. This is the season finale. We got Lucia turning on family. Teddy Mac done made his first kill. And your boy Franklin, he the new boss of LA. Not only that, we got a special guest when we come back.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
It had a different feel to it when it closed up the show.
There was so much going on. Yeah,
so much. Yeah. I had that emotion.
You talking about this song, right?
This actual song. It sounded
stronger.
Hell
of an episode.
Yeah,
it really was.
That season finale was wild.
It lived up to everything that you want.
Agreed.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Shout out to John Singleton.
That was awesome. This is what we're going, baby.
Welcome, guys, to the Snowfall FX season finale. I'm Portia Carter. You can find me on all social media platforms at Portia Carter.
And I'm D'Angelo. You can hit me up on Twitter at D'Angelo TV or on Instagram at D'Angelo.
Hey guys, I am Chelsea Stark Jones. You can find me on Instagram at C_S Jones and on Twitter at DLB Playbook.
And here's our special guest.
Hello.
I'm Marquise Moore, and you can find me at Marquise Moore on everything.
So Marquise is back with us on a second time. Yep. You had to come in for the season finale. We enjoy you so much. Let's just get right into that part. I know we opened the show.
Yeah, I got questions.
We opened the show with, you know, Franklin been sleeping at the Vopez house because his mama done dang near put him out and she done got fired from her job. But we got an issue with Ray Ray. We got QTNA questions that need answers.
Let's go. Let's get it.
First things first. As Ray Ray, not as Marquise.
Okay.
As Ray Ray, why you sell out your homie?
Like that, though.
As Ray Ray, I just think a lot of the questions needed to be answered. And if you really my homie, you got to let me know what's going on. We in a dirty game. You know the rules to this game. We come from the same streets. You need to tell me what's going on because you're acting a little different.
So he should have told you he got right.
I think that's important information. You know, because I asked him in the whip. You know, I was like,
he wouldn't tell you.
And he was like, you know, he beat me with a bat. I mean, he left out a key piece of information.
So would you not have taken the deal with Franklin had you known what happened to him?
I don't think so. I think absolutely not. I think it would have been war. I don't think I would have even took the meeting. Had I would have known, to the extent of what happened.
And but, in that moment, you know, when he like, all right, you do it, and you like, this not the plan, how were you feeling? Like,
I didn't want to do that. That was my best friend. At the end of the day, that's a tough situation to be
Hold
in.
Hold on, he said that was his best friend.
That was my best friend.
Still
I'm not killing my best friend for nobody.
For no reason.
Well, here's the thing.
I mean,
they put the gun
to
your head, literally. I mean, you had to think logical in that moment.
I mean, he going to die either way, so let's just go out together because I'm not killing my best friend.
Because you knew he was going to die when you gave him over.
Now that you threw $25,000 in my hand. He's like, wait, because if you give me options,
now you
take the money or take the bullet.
Yeah.
Let me just live for Lenny.
I'm going to do this in your honor.
Yeah,
all
right,
dang, that would have been messed up.
It was a bad move. I think it was a bad move on Lenny's part not coming clean about what happened to him. You know, he could have got some therapy. You know what I'm saying? He could have got some help, outreach programs. So.
But what guy, like, that's a lot. You know, that's a lot of pride you had to overcome to share some stuff like that as a guy.
That's sad, man. That's sad. Because it got him killed.
Yeah. Straight up. Pride.
The truth will set you free.
Dang.
And you think that you don't think y'all's relationship would have changed up as Ray Ray?
I'd have been like, can't hang with me no more. I think the relationship would have changed, but it would have been more retaliatory. Like, let's go get him.
Yeah.
They did you dirty. Let's keep that between us. You know, let's go get him. But I think it made him weak. And Ray Ray's a businessman at the end of the day. He's not a killer, though, until this moment. Now he's a cold-blooded killer.
Yeah, so what was that scene like for you?
That was the toughest thing I ever did in my life as an actor, period. The relationship that I built with my man Craig Tate, who plays Lenny, like, that was my man. Like, we talked every day. So
now he out.
We didn't even know that was going to happen. So I was away filming on The Pains. And he called me like, did you read the last episode?
Oh, so they let y'all find out raw. They didn't tell
I'm
y'all
like,
beforehand.
Nah, what's up? I never really read the whole script. Okay. I like to be surprised. So I'm like, nah, I read it. I didn't read it. So I'm on the phone playing along like I know what's going on. I didn't read it.
Wow.
So when we
so
went to
you
shoot
get
it,
there, you real surprised.
Oh, my God. I went to John and them. I'm like, you know, this is does it have to go this way?
Like, it, short like John it ain't on a John, like, song, though.
John was like, yeah, you got to do it. Like, you got to do it.
Damn.
I'm like, all right. So, look, halfway through filming, though, like, everybody on set, it was a loud, fun set. Then it got real quiet and sad. And John was like, yeah, it's great. But everybody got sad. It was just, it was so real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was one of those moments where it took me about a good 2 weeks to decompress. Because it was so real, and we did it 12 times.
Wow.
So it was like having to re-kill your best friend.
12 times. You had to kill your best
friend. Pulling out the trunk every time, and the emotion is still there. I mean, we all felt it. The atmosphere was death. It felt chilling on the scene. So I'm glad that it turned out to be so amazing.
It was very impactful.
Yeah.
I'm sad. And yeah, it was a lot of death going on, but before we get into all the deaths that happened.
Alejandro!
Alejandro, bro. That was the homie.
With the Alejandro.
God. Let me tell y'all something. I hate Teddy Mac.
You can't win with Teddy.
Like, one minute he acting crazy, the next minute he cool, and one minute he got all these strategies and schemes and he good, and the next minute he doing stuff stupid like taking out his partner.
But yeah, anybody taking out their partners, this is a drug game.
He was proud of that, Chelsea.
I don't know if I was proud. I think after the fact I was proud of it, because I was like, he wants to be the man. And finally have Teddy being the man. He went into the Colombians meeting and he told them, I'm this. And now Teddy's the man. He's running the show. And that's kind of what he wanted all along. But he's so weak, though.
Look.
Not anymore.
Alejandro was the first person he ever killed in his life. He was shook it up.
Yeah, that takes you. That takes.
I mean, you can catch a body.
We're not talking about me.
I'm saying anybody's first.
We're not talking about me. I don't kill. I don't break that commandment.
I mean, you talking like a killer? Damn.
Yeah, she's like, I mean, he's weak. He should have just took it like a G.
I mean, it wasn't even. It wasn't even like that. The whole thing was just stupid. And then for him to show that weakness after you being stupid, why did you do it?
But what? Okay, so what do you think his plan was? With the girl, what was he gonna do?
He told him what he was gonna do.
He was just gonna string along, and
that was a weakness for him. She had to be killed.
Yeah.
We all talking like cold blooded.
You know, gang. I see. The thing about we got Teddy Mac up on the screen, but the thing about him.
Oh man, I thought it was Alejandro.
Hey Teddy.
Teddy's scary.
Teddy is scary. That's the thing. He don't have.
Something's not right.
You can't trust. No one can really trust him. His wife can't trust him. Alejandro can't trust him.
Alejandro did. No.
Yeah, he trusted him.
He trusted him. Moment of silence for Alejandro.
Yeah, he was a good team.
Brother Lenny.
I like how none of us talk about the blonde chick that got killed. Everybody talking about
her. No, forget her.
She should have calmed down and stopped doing that research.
Yeah, trying to find her friend.
You interrupted our moment of silence for that bra. We don't care about her. Alejandro
and Lenny.
All right.
Alejandro.
My bad.
Not Lenny. He can die.
What?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Right,
so,
shout out to the dead.
Man, Alejandro wasn't the only person that
died. Shout out to my man that said Teddy's a weirdo. Every time we see Teddy, he on the floor, looking depressed.
I mean, he's a weirdo, but now he's building some type of substance with his business, and he's, ride out hard for the government.
Right,
and
then he got flood the black community with drugs.
Homeboy, the CIA agent, came and told him, the president of the United States is proud of you and what you're doing. And at the time, it was Ronald Reagan, so now it's just like Ronald Reagan was behind putting the drugs in LA. Like,
I mean, I don't know per se who was behind it.
I mean, they telling the story.
It's looking real suspect for the government right about now.
It's looking real suspect.
That's the beauty of the show, too. It's an aspect of entertainment, but it's very factual in this sense. Mm-hmm. The government definitely had a big impact in the crack epidemic in the cities.
They about to get supplied from what I'm thinking. Y'all think? I think he about to be supplied by the CIA.
Eventually, yeah. Sure.
Of course. Just like when, let's talk about Jerome and how he tried to get all this extra money.
Jerome did a clown move, man. Jerome thirsty ass.
First of all, he
tried to get 50-50 with Franklin. Like, he did all the work. Like, he wasn't even trying.
He said no.
He tried to figure out what he was saying.
That man got beat up, shot at.
He was trying to figure out how soft Franklin was.
This man kept telling him, no, you can't sell it out my house. I'm not about to help you. Like, you can't do this.
Now the money
coming.
And now you want 50%. That's why he took 25%.
Right, and then you go to Ivy and you do some old crazy stuff. Almost get them all killed. So this is what I'm on right here. They told homeboy to get, the Vopez kid to watch the house to see, So now we got Teddy letting everybody know that the U.S. government is what's popping. Now you got the Vopez kids seeing Teddy coming out of the Ivy House, and it just pieced everything together. Yeah. The U.S. is the distributors for the coke.
Go ahead, Angela Davis.
You better break it down for us. Just in case they didn't catch it.
The U.S. government are the distributors for the cocaine epidemic.
Okay, the revolution is being televised.
The revolution is being televised, and it is like, I'm just, it's man, wild. It really is. I'm appalled. Because I feel like I should have more security in my government than what they've been giving us.
Oh, that's sad.
Because are
you putting your hope in the government?
Yeah. I'm not putting my hope in. I grew up in Detroit.
Y'all definitely was impacted by the government.
So you know, it's government ain't friendly there. Nah, but look, my whole thing is like, we are supposed to have these people to be able to count on, and they done sent the whole nation crazy.
Well, they thinking about their pockets. Yep. It's a money thing.
It's clearly a money thing with Ray Ray, because he killed his best friend for money.
Ray Ray shot. Yeah.
that's the thing too. Like, it's not the government plays a role in this, but also people in the neighborhood play a role. Franklin is selling to people in his neighborhood crack. Right. And so it's not just the government's involvement. It's also the fact that someone bought it himself.
And you know, the irony of the whole thing is, it's like a micro macro. So like on a smaller level, it's the same game being played on a major level. So. Yeah. They're doing ruthless, cutthroat stuff on a major level.
From the Colombians.
And the same game is being played in the streets.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And not realizing how it trickles down, this show is kind of giving us perspective like, wow, the same games are being played just on a bigger level.
Similarities and differences.
And it's a lot more cold-hearted on the side that appears to be the cleanest.
Yep.
Hold on, elaborate on that. Come on.
You know, the guys in the suits. You know, Ray Ray and them, they in the streets, and it looks grimy, it looks dirty, but...
But Teddy, the real killer.
He's a killer. He cold-blooded. Yep. And he'll do anything to protect, you know...
Franklin never even killed nobody.
Right. So who's really the good guy? They're just a product of what the government is doing. That's all. At the end of the day.
And y'all think the government gonna try to come after us for this?
No, I mean, it's a TV show.
everybody knows this happens. It's called the 80s crack epidemic.
I gotta say how I feel.
But the problem is, the crazy thing is that I'm from D.C., so you see the impact of like the crack epidemic in the city. So many people still don't know that this happened.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Agree. That's what's crazy to me. Like, people think that's fiction. No, this is like the government had a hand in how African-American communities were impacted in the 80s.
Very much so. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times we talk about it as if it's past tense.
It's still very much active
right now.
You see the effects now, still.
And not even just the effects. People still selling crack.
Right.
Like, it's not something that's going away. It's not like they on a new drug. Right. People are still addicted
still
to crack.
Got people on Skid Row, downtown LA.
There's still
LA.
Cartels. Yep. There's still dope boys. It's even worse now because every kid is a trapper. So it's ridiculous now. I think it's even worse, honestly.
Mm. And it's worse in all areas. So let's get to the Lucia and Oso.
Boss,
situation.
Also that homie. Lucia, I don't trust, man. I don't know.
Lucia done took out her whole family.
I called it.
Well, two members. She didn't take out mama.
She didn't take it. Well,
because mama left. If mama ass was there, she would have got smoked, too.
She told mama to go.
First of all, her mama called her out.
She was trying to get mama killed.
No, you're going to try to kill mama. She was like, when I killed him, I need somebody up there with me. Yeah. Mama, you trying to do that work with me?
Yeah, I was praying that, you know, her mama would get out before, you know, the guys came, before Stomper and his crew came. But my whole thing is like, dang, you going to get your family set up at your daddy for real?
Yeah, that was kind of funny.
I was like, girl, why are you doing it here?
And her mama just told her, like, your ambition is going to put this family in jeopardy.
Yep.
But she had no choice, kind of, though. Because they were already going to... They was
gone. Yeah, Romero was looking at her like, you about to go.
She was either getting killed or knocked out, one of the two.
So everybody tonight had an ultimatum. He was either kill or be killed. Yep. I think tonight's episode could be wrapped up.
Kill or be killed. I like that.
Kill or be killed.
Was that the title of the episode?
Kind of. Leon said it. Leon even said it a little bit. He kind of hinted at it. He was like, you know, when you're dealing with Ray Ray and Lenny, it's you eat them or they going to eat you. And I think that's the whole drug world in general. Kill or be killed. Survival of the fittest.
Can you tell us if like Ray Ray gonna come to Franklin and try to be?
All I can tell you, there is something I can tell you. And
that Ray Ray is gonna be relevant in the second.
Well, this is what the writers have told me thus far because they started the writing room up. That Ray Ray's character is very pivotal to what Franklin has going on now. Yeah. Which I was excited to hear. So.
I mean, I'm coming in more. All right, cool. You know what
I mean? And of course, my imagination can get the best of me. So I got my own scenario.
Throw them
and
up.
What Ray Ray can do.
Can you throw them
well,
up?
I don't know. I don't want to. You know, I want to let the writers do what they do. Okay. All right. You know, before I speculate on what Ray Ray might be.
Well,
up
let
to.
Me tell you what I think. I think Ray Ray liked this money.
Maybe like the money.
Obviously.
Yeah, I think he got two options. You either get on Franklin's team or you either take your brain and find out how he did what he did so that you can do it and you can be his competitor.
Damn, you got me in. I'm in. I think Ray Ray will never... I think he got a fear thing that's about to grow between him and Franklin, which is dangerous, but also could be... You know, they say the person that fears you the most
respects you the most.
Yeah. So it also be one of them situations really? Where that could be a relationship where he gonna be his number one.
In that game, fear can be just as good as respect.
Right after Kevin now, because he a crackhead. So
yeah.
Right after
yeah,
Kevin,
I think Kevin gonna be strung out somewhere.
He gonna be strung out in 2 seconds.
I think if anything, Leon won't ever trust him. Won't ever trust Ray Ray.
Okay.
That might even be a riff in their relationship. And again, it's just me speculating what could possibly the different arenas.
He won't trust him, but I think he'll respect him because at the end of the day, you know, Franklin was about to take both of them out.
Right.
And Leon was the one to let him know, like, no, Ray Ray wasn't with him. It was
right.
Just
and also, a lot of people, this is why I wanted to hint at earlier when we were talking. Why wouldn't he just kill Ray Ray? I mean, if y'all remember on the very first episode, Ray Ray spared his life.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? He could have been dead. Lenny
but
wasn't
Ray,
playing with him.
Ray Ray stopped.
So we got the bag.
True. You're right.
You know, we got the bag. Yeah. No sense.
Right.
So I think that plays a part in what Franklin's decision was at the end because he could have killed him.
I think, too, with Franklin, it was a complete, like you said, a power move where it was like, I now have this guy. He's under my control.
And it was
smart. Like, when I was watching that, I was like, okay. And he was... turned into someone completely different from when he was
Nino Brown.
Yeah. Like,
you saw that
Tito
smarter,
Brown and Nino Brown.
More calculating person than I thought. Absolutely.
You saw that with the parallel with the ice cream truck scene.
Right. Yeah, that was
his
great.
Very first
that
scene.
Was
he's,
so
like,
cool.
He's changed his whole demeanor. His
and that's
whole communication
the thing.
Stuff.
The funny thing about the show is watching a lot of tweets. Everybody's like, in the beginning, they like talking about his character. And I just told them all, keep watching. You know, he's going to transform. And that's exactly what's happening. He went from being just a kid to a kingpin.
Yeah.
And it's almost like a Robin Hood kind of effect. Like when he's like
giving back to the hood.
Yeah, giving back to the community. Yeah.
It's an irony
like,
with it.
He like never ride through my block without stopping.
Gangster.
You take care of these kids and I got you.
And I got you.
Like,
love that. Set it up.
It's an irony with it though, because he did that, but you also selling them crack.
But isn't that the
like
hood hero
out.
Story
yeah.
of all the hood heroes?
Taking us down and holding us up. What?
Damn.
That's
deep. I mean, look, he holding up the kids.
If he don't do it, somebody else will, and that's another part of the mentality, you know?
Yeah.
Ray Ray gonna do it if he don't.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, this
Ray
is crazy.
Ray Ray to the rescue.
So sad.
Dang, okay, so do y'all think that Lucia and Oso about to just take over everything?
I think they're gonna run into a problem with Ray Ray.
With Ray Ray?
You think that...
I think that's going to collide heavy. I think because the CIA agent
is
about to be
the
Ray Ray's club.
The community's not even touching yet.
The thing is,
you know?
Franklin also got a...
Right, but I still think it's going to be an issue for me because the path's about to cross too heavy. They're going to be competing.
Yeah. Straight up. Same
right,
way.
Because they get and they connect from
Isn't
Teddy.
It from, right.
Teddy getting in from Ivy and Franklin getting in from Ivy too.
Right. Well, that's about to be.
Yeah.
I thought Teddy was giving
Teddy is supplying to Ivy. Ivy is supplying
Franklin's about to get
Franklin.
It straight from Teddy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's gonna cut out.
She's cutting out Ivy.
Right.
Oh, right.
That's a
and
war.
That was the whole. And that's
a
war.
That's what his, yeah.
It's going down. Season
going
two.
Down.
It's a lot of different places
mm-hmm.
that this thing could go crazy. But I think Ivy might have a conflict with Franklin. Honestly, I don't see him. I thought he was gonna be like his bodyguard or something, but I don't know. I think it's gonna be some beef.
Yeah, I think Ivy, so too. Yeah. I think with Jerome kind of dabbling in that, I think. That
yeah,
kinda,
I think it's gonna be.
Man, I'll be crazy.
So
I can't wait to see that.
How do y'all
crazy.
Feel about them buying this crack house?
That's
you got to
yeah,
that's
you gotta have a trap house.
No, they bought a whole crack house. Like,
yeah, you gotta
we
do
cooking
that's
in
business.
Here, we selling it
that's
here
how
on
go.
The porch.
Y'all
like,
don't know.
I mean, we thought he was gonna buy him a little apartment or something.
Nah, he need
like,
the whole trap.
Yeah,
he got the whole.
Got to control what's coming in and coming out.
And then people coming up to the porch and stuff like. And then hold on, not only that, he done set the little some more little Negroes.
You gotta feed the beast.
Hey, he is hungry. Give them jobs. What you talking about?
He employing people.
Untapped on the porch.
He's the new boss of LA.
Facts. Yeah. Quick.
The new boss. Like,
I just want to see how it spreads, you know, and how, what neighborhoods he gonna go to next, what new enemies. It's like The Walking Dead on crack.
Well, you know what? What's his friend, Vape, the guy from the Valley?
The Vopez kid.
Okay. What's his name? Well, when Franklin got dropped off, he said something about next time, like, bring the crack or something like that.
He's also his face.
Like, is he not going to the Valley and giving it to all those people as well?
He's about to do that.
He's not just keeping it within his neighborhood.
And dude was strung out from the last time we saw him. You saw his face. I was like, there it go. I said, there it go. Step one. He done been bit. He's going to turn to a zombie soon.
Dang, he was probably strung out when he was spying on the what's your name face.
What up, fam?
He was.
I'm excited, man. Season two.
Season two's gonna be good. It's gonna be popping.
They need to hurry up, man. I'm like, I'm on.
He wanna go
the
shoot
season
now.
Finale was just tonight, though.
I know, but I'm like, I'm ready to.
So y'all shot that in the city, right, in LA?
Yeah, we shot that in LA on location. It was dope because it wasn't like on a stage. It was all on different locations. Like, the last scene, we did literally in an oil well. It was unsafe, so they had to, like
inside
bus
of...
us inside of a live oil well.
Wow.
So, like, a fire broke out. We was all dead. But, and I kept thinking about that while we were shooting. I'm looking around like,
it's so y'all like, John don't play. Hurry up.
John don't play. Yeah. He's like, I need it raw. Wow.
Okay.
So, are most of your scenes shot in L.A.?
No.
Or?
Oh, on this show?
Yes.
Yeah. All the scenes were shot in L.A.
No, like, sound stages or anything?
No sound stages. Because
John grew up
on location.
LA, grew up in it. You know,
in the hoods. So. And matter of fact, we were doing one scene and a murder happened, like, right around the corner while we were working.
Mm-hmm. Wow. While you were working?
That was cool. We caught that. Let me just hold on to this. Yeah. While we were working. So, that was cool. That was interesting.
Yeah, I used the police cars for camera footage.
No, I don't know if they can do that or not. That's logistics.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's illegal stuff. My bad.
Okay, Marquis. So, can you tell us about some things that you have coming up or like give us a little preview of your life right now?
2017 was an amazing year. 2018, I'm expecting many more blessings. I'm going to be on a show called The Pains.
Come on, The Pains.
Which will be on OWN's OWN Network. Shout out to Tyler Perry.
Yes, we love him.
Yeah, man, great dude, really, really.
And
good
we love
dude.
Oprah.
Yeah, shout out to Oprah. I'm excited about the show because it's totally opposite of anything I've done. It's totally opposite from Ray Ray. There's no hint of a Ray Ray in this character at all.
So, what do you mean totally opposite?
It's a family comedy.
Okay.
Based off the show House of Pains, it's a spinoff version of that show, and it's a funny family show. People are gonna like it, and people who don't know Snowfall, if they see it after watching me as Ryan,
they ain't gonna take you serious.
They're just not gonna believe that I was able to
character dynamic
to do this character and then jump and do a character like that.
But that's the art of being an actor.
Yeah.
So who do you prefer? What kind of roles do you prefer to do? Do you prefer?
I like
to be
them
Ray
both
Ray
because
or?
I'm a bit of both. I think I'm all of those things in one. So to be able to play every character, because a lot of times I think we, as human beings, we put ourselves in a box.
Yeah.
Come
we
on.
Say, I'm one way and I have to be this way because that's what people perceive me as.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I'd much rather jump into whatever character I want, depending on how I'm feeling. So acting gives me the liberty to really be myself versus pretending to be one way all the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, I like playing
so
different
since
roles.
You're doing these big things, and there are a lot of, you know, young men like yourself who are aspiring to be actors, give them just some encouragement, some type of inspiration that's going to keep them going on from wherever spot that they're in right now.
Embrace your struggle. Use it. Whatever it is that you're down about or depressed, not even depressed, but whatever it is that is your struggle, embrace it. And also, embrace your crazy. I always tell people that it's okay to be looked at as crazy if you're ambitious, if you're going after something and everything looks like it's falling apart. If you have a goal in mind, be crazy for a while. It's okay.
Hey.
It's okay. Embrace crazy. Crazy is that tipping point that's going to get you where you need to go. I'm living proof of that. I've never stopped being crazy, and I never will.
And we like it. We like seeing, well, not as crazy as killing your best friend.
Nah, we like, yeah. Look, we might, Marquise, we might not like Ray Ray right now, but hopefully later down the road we do.
I actually like Ray Ray's character, not just because I'm playing him.
Why do you like Ray Ray?
Because a lot of people bite off more than they can handle. in real life and they become somebody else. Mm. And I think Ray Ray is one of those people who just a kid who caught up, you know what I'm saying, and trying to portray something. Mm-hmm. And now he's got to live it. Now it's too late to front. You're it now. You're a gangster. You know what I'm saying? I don't think Ray Ray was that. I think the game, the perpetrating, turned him into somebody he now is forced to be. So I kind of sympathize with him a little bit.
And how do you feel about Franklin?
I think Franklin is cold-blooded.
Yeah.
To be honest with you. Yeah. I think his character is freaking cold-blooded. I think he's entrepreneurial, but in a way that is detrimental to everything but himself.
Yep.
And he'll paint the picture to make it look good, but he's a calculating, cold-blooded person.
Yeah. And do you know the actor personally?
Yeah, totally opposite. He's a goofball. Shout out to Damson, man. That's my little bro, man. Love Damson. Good dude, man.
Right, he should have been here with us tonight.
Total goofball. We all just laugh and joke all day long. That's all we do. Like, he makes me feel like I'm their age, and I'm older than all of them. But he makes me feel like I'm their age when I'm hanging around with them. So, yeah, shout out to Damson. That's my dude.
Yeah.
But you're still young. You're still young, right?
And I'll never tell.
Cool.
A gentleman never tells.
Cool. Just like a woman. All right, y'all. So
that's what this phrase is? A woman never
tells.
I mean, yeah.
All right. That's cool.
So let's get into these predictions.
Okay.
I mean, I know we said a lot about what's going to happen in season two.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
And we're from our sponsor. I think I had to edit that.
Yeah, edit that one out.
That prediction, spooky thing always gets me. Okay, so guys, I know we already, you know, threw some things out there, but we have some people who didn't show up this time. Like, where's Claudia? You know, like, what's going on? Yeah. Because when we last heard about it,
she was smashing.
Louis was trying to get the club from her for smashing. Like, if and so, what y'all think is going on with that?
Claudia is doing her thing.
Well, Aunt Louis kind of said something about like being at the club late.
And yeah, ongoing. I don't think that's a one-time thing.
Yeah, it was just. Kind of casual, but like she kind of mentioned it. So yeah, I don't know what's going on there, but it's definitely still a thing.
Jerome gonna be pissed.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, but
because he's not invited, or
because he don't know. Yeah.
Oh yeah, he doesn't know.
And they had a relationship before. I think it's different.
Full relationship.
Full.
I think it's gonna be a major problem.
That sparks my prediction.
Start of the second season.
Yep.
That sparks my prediction. Like, I really feel like Jerome gonna find out and it's gonna be some mess in the household. It's always a mess in the household with them because they always fighting. But I really believe that, you know, him and Louis gonna have some problems. But Louis is money hungry.
So
everybody's money.
She's the smartest one, I think, though.
Well, yeah, like, and she cares about Franklin. Like, she has his best interest at heart, even though, you know, she's pushing him to be this person that he is. She, like, making sure he's okay. She checking on him. Are you good?
Right.
I know what's going on.
I had an auntie
feeling,
like that.
You know, so even though I'm pushing you to be this big, bad person, I'm watching you develop. So I believe that she is going to just become, you know, queenpin.
I think so.
And she going to have his back, and it's going to be ride or die, and it's going to cause conflict between Jerome and them. Franklin, I think he's going to actually be using that gun next season, and he's not going to be just carrying it in his pocket or trying to, you know,
making
talking about he
want
to shoot
kill.
People. Yeah, or making other people do the kill. Again, I believe that Ray Ray is going to be either working with him or become his competitor, and, you know, Leon going to be his right-hand man. Kevin going to be strung out on drugs. Teddy is going to be supplying Franklin from now on. Ivy going to be upset about that, and they're going to have to kill Ivy. Mm. I'm so glad Pedro is dead, finally.
Yeah, he had to go.
So glad he's dead. Father is dead. But I really believe that Stomper is not going to be able to trust Lucia or Oso. Even though these two, they plan to run LA and all this other stuff, I believe it's going to cause conflict between their soldiers, you know, Stomper and them. So that may fall apart, but in the end, they'll fix it. Hopefully them two don't die. But
well, you know,
those are my predictions.
Speaking of that point, is Lucia and Oso, they don't have anyone behind them, and Stomper has his whole crew. So it's like, it's very easy for them to just oust them.
Stomper still has their back.
The family's still with them because the family doesn't know that they staged
true.
The kill.
That's
so
true.
They still have their family.
Right. Because they came from the back when it happened.
Yeah. So it looks organic.
She came over.
Is everybody dead, though? Are we sure everybody's dead?
Yeah.
Pedro and well, that. I mean,
they probably got a cousin that's still breathing that's going to want to come out for some blood. Saying, I mean, because like when she came to them to bring them, you know, to plan out everything that was going to happen, she said, I need to teach y'all how to cause this war. Like, she already knew it was going to be a war cause, but she wanted to prevent
a war. Prevent a war.
Oh, how to prevent a war?
Oh. That's a little opposite.
Cause she, yeah. But basically,
that was wrong.
But basically, she was saying that, like, if I'm in charge, we can just do business together. That's what
instead
I'm
missing. Yeah. Oh, so she's preventing the war. I thought she was starting it. No. I mean, she basically did.
She kind of did.
They was going to start a war. They probably was going to try to go in there.
It's an underlining war now.
Yeah.
It's, when the truth comes out, it always does. Cold War. My new predictions. I like your predictions. That's a pretty good prediction.
Really?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I'm a writer?
I don't know. That was pretty good.
Y'all need to put me in the credits when y'all do that season 2. Oh.
I think Franklin is put himself in the position where he has to become a true life gangster. He's going to take over territories. More money, more problems, though. I don't think it's going to be a sweet ride at all as far as new enemies. I think it's just going to be a lot of new enemies. I think the Claudia thing is going to be intense because I feel like the uncle's going to come to Franklin like, I need you to handle this for me. I mean, like, take care of this, you know? And I think he's going to be caught between Claudia, you know, and whether or not he should kill... I think he might have to kill Claudia.
Ain't no caught. If he got to kill her, he taking her out. Like, you ain't nothing.
I don't know, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. She kind of put him in the game.
She helped him when Jerome didn't.
Nobody did.
Yeah.
You know, and everything. She helped him set up the meeting with Ray Ray. She's kind of very much
She's the one who told him who beat him up.
Right. She put everything together for him. If it wasn't for Claudia, he wouldn't be in business. And he'd probably be dead right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he might be more cold-blooded by season 2. Who knows? Yeah. It's a business now. Like,
it's definitely a business now.
What about Mama? We ain't talking about Sissy at all.
Yeah, Sissy.
Oh, about her losing her job?
She's going to be a liability.
How so?
I mean, that's a weakness for him. That's his only weakness. That's his only weakness.
And everybody know what she's saying.
His mama.
So you think the weakness is that he's going to try to stop doing what he's doing?
No.
Or what's the weakness?
I think just like once people know about his mother, his enemies, that's going to be a serious problem. She's a liability. She's a sweetheart. And those people always get it the worst.
Look, she ain't got no job and she need his money.
She even gonna start taking the
she
money.
She's talking about, I don't want your reefer money, she but she needs that.
She's not cut out for the drug. She's not a mama that's cut out for the drug business.
No,
though.
She's not. And I see that's
why.
You
need to put her up somewhere in the
valley. Yeah, don't leave her in the hood. Bad idea.
Get her a little house, put her up somewhere.
What if something happened to his mama?
That'd be crazy. Then he really
hit Then he dang near ghost.
That's the only thing. I don't think Franklin's ever going to kill someone unless it comes down to something like that.
Like his
where
mama,
someone comes
so
down
that,
to his
see,
mom.
That's
like,
my
I
predictions.
Think he's gonna
keep. That's why Leon told him, think about your auntie, think about your family, think about your mama when you pull that trigger.
Ray Ray mess around, be the one to set it up. Oh, man. Wouldn't that be crazy?
I could see that, though.
You telling us
that? No, I don't
know. He don't know. He ain't in the court yet. He just know that Ray Ray played a pivotal role.
Ray Ray has a fear of Franklin on the low. So a part of it will be, let me hold him down. Another part is, let me wait for him to be weak so I can take his head off.
I think Ray Ray is going to be a weak link in their team.
Absolutely.
You know, for sure.
Because you got to watch him. He's on probation. He's on drug dealing probation for a while.
Yeah,
they don't know what he's going to do.
Season 2 gonna be juicy. That's for sure. Either way.
Your predictions? Did you give them?
Yeah, everything y'all said. Mm-hmm. No, I don't think Franklin will ever. I think his word game is he's a wordsmith. I don't think he'll ever need to kill anybody. I think everybody's gonna do it for him, and we saw that with Ray Ray. Jerome and when Jerome finds out about Claudia and Lucia, that's gonna be a problem for between Jerome and Franklin. I know that. And then Teddy Mac.
Oh yeah, because he set that up.
Yeah. And Teddy Mac. Somehow, I think he'll end up connecting with Franklin pretty soon, like a couple episodes in. I think Avi's gonna be gone pretty early.
So you think the white boy from the hills is gonna pretty much link Teddy Mac with? He's gonna let him know, hey, it's this white guy.
I think he's just gonna give him the information. He's not gonna do anything else. But
and Franklin gonna handle what he got.
But I don't think they're gonna know it's the government.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
I don't think he's gonna know.
I don't think he's gonna.
I don't think dude gonna tell him either.
Teddy ain't gonna tell on himself.
He gonna turn into
Reed. He gonna put them glasses on. He gonna be Reed.
Franklin's gonna. I don't think it's gonna even be easy. Franklin's gonna want to connect, and he's gonna have to convince Teddy on why it's important.
So then, who knows that Teddy is the government?
The Colombians.
Is that
he went
that's
to.
It? So that's Avi it. Doesn't know. Oso and Lucia don't know.
Avi knows.
No, Avi thought he was Alejandro's partner.
So that's all. So
nobody knows he's the government.
The cartel.
The only people who knew was Alejandro. Okay. That was the only person that knew he.
Dang,
because he needed all his connects. He needed the guns. He needed the airplanes. He needed to be able to get back to
the
airport.
Yeah. So that's why he always wanted to be there. That's why he always wanted to. He wanted to lock in those connections so he could get rid of him.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. I told y'all he's strategic.
Stupid he is self. Playing all scary. That's what I'm saying. Anybody that play that scary. Gotta watch them fake scary dudes.
Maybe that's why he's struggling, because he knew what he had to do.
He always wanted to prove himself.
This fool used the pillow.
He always wanted to prove himself.
Yeah, that was
he used the pillow to shoot him.
He's calculated. It's a suppressor. Oh, calculated killer.
That wasn't, as soon as he turned around, I didn't think he was.
Not Mexican Freddie Mercury. What do they call him?
He was cool as hell.
He was cool.
Rest in peace.
Man, shout out to Emmanuel, who's not here with us for our season finale. Shout out to him, but I know he would have been so upset at Teddy Mac. Teddy Mac is mad.
I think he would have liked it with him.
He woke me up. He woke me up with Teddy.
He would ride or die with Teddy. He would have been okay with it.
Look, Emmanuel, comment. I know he dear wits on here. Comment. Tell us how you feel. Let us know how you feel about this, because we know how this happened. Well, guys.
That's the cue.
So I see y'all season two.
Yes, sir. Come through. We love it. I am so glad that this is
actually going down. This is happening. This is the last night.
Farewell to you all.
But great season.
We'll be seeing y'all again for season two. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Thank y'all for being with us the whole season. Thank y'all for all y'all comments, all y'all likes, watching us on social media, all of that. We really appreciate it for the last time on season one. I'm Portia Carter, and you can find me on all social media platforms at Portia Carter.
And as always, I'm D'Angelo. Hit me up on Twitter at D'Angelo TV and at D'Angelo on Instagram.
Hey guys, Chelsea Stark Jones. You can find me on Instagram at C_S Jones and on Twitter at TheLVPlayBook.
And I'm Marquise Moore, a.k.a. Best Friend Killer.
No, we will.
Shout out to Marquise Moore for coming to us again.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yay. See you guys.
Deuces. From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.